Toronto Today received the following letter to the editor from reader David C. Searle about the prospect of an early election call in Ontario. I voted for Rob Ford as mayor because he respected the taxpayer and likewise twice for Premier Doug Ford. However, having not yet achieved the coveted balanced budget in concert with our escalating Ontario forecast of $12.7 billion in interest costs in 2024-25, $14 billion in 2025-26, and $14.7 billion in 2026-27, the last thing we need is an election. Why not revoke the set election date the Liberals legislated, reverting back to the era of Bob Rae when he was able to serve for over 5 years, therein ensuring a better financial footing in 2.5 years for a third Conservative term? An electorate irate with the hardships of snowballing carbon taxes and now a potential threefold inflation Olivia Chow property tax hike in Toronto will have little appetite for a costly, opportunist election that just may yield a tax, spend, and borrow minority government that would destroy our province, which presently has one of the highest debt-to-GDP ratios in Canada due in large part to the hundreds of billions in debt left from the McGuinty, Wynne Liberals. And Mr. Premier, only a madman would speak of mega-projects like a tunnel under the 401 or buying back Highway 407 when Ontario is still in such a precarious budgetary position. Doug Ford's supermajority from the last election that has and continues to safeguard our pocketbooks from government tax grabs is not something I would like to see jeopardized with an imprudent election call. Please, don't do it. David C. Searle, Toronto.